Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. I'm looking forward to these videos as we're learning about the wide open spaces of God's grace and the life that He desires for us. I trust that you'll enjoy these short videos. The purpose of these videos each week is to help you to become more aware of God and become allow God to become more tangible to you so that you can get your prayers answered and then take your testimonies to others. Now, we've been sharing, and I don't have to do this every week, but I want to continue to do this for a little bit, a passage of scripture in Matthew chapter 11, 27 to 30, because it fits so well with what we're doing. It says, Jesus resumed talking, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique father and son operation coming out of father and son intimacies. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm willing to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Now, we've been sharing some things from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 11 to 13, talking about the wide open spaces of life. And Paul was sharing there with the Corinthians. He said, you're living life in a small way. He said, your lives aren't small, but you're living them small. So come on out into this wide open spaces of God's life. Well, what is this spacious life? What does it really mean? Because what we're endeavoring to do is maybe redefine Christianity. I know that's a real big subject, you know, and who am I to do that? But I'm learning some things from the scripture because, you know, the thing is we've been taught for so long, our Christianity is all about trying to perfect our life. Do better. Do it right. Stop doing wrong. And in the midst of trying to love God, we're caught up in the world of self, where we're more conscious about ourself than we are God. And we're going to share a couple scriptures that I think will be really helpful for that. And we're going to go back to Galatians 5, 16 to 18 to just look at this, because we did start there last week. In the Passion Translation, it says, for your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit and hinder Him from living free within you. Well, that's the number one thing we don't want to do, is hinder the Holy Ghost's freedom to express Himself in us. Do you know one of the greatest secrets to living a Christian life is, can you get your own self out of your own way? The self-life of the law, the religious life of always trying to do right and trying to be better. Oh, for some of you that might pathetically think, I just got through saying, just go ahead and do everything you want to do wrong, because, like, you know, this people that are talking about grace, this greasy grace, that's absolutely not anything to do with what I'm saying. We want to learn God. We want to know God. We want to flow with God. We want to know Him more. We want to experience God. But you can't do it through a grave-tending life of the flesh, where all you're doing is trying to perfect yourself. You've got to get your mind changed, where you're actually thinking about how God thinks about you and hanging out with Him, because He literally does not see you as a sinner anymore. He removed sin from your life. He wants to get you to see that. What's the best way to do that? Just get you into the law and get you to study, 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 work, 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 work. Well, thank God for studying. And thank God for responding to the things that we know and working in the fields to get people saved. But that's not what we're talking about. God wants to perfect that life in you. So, if bad company corrupts good morals, don't you think hanging out with Jesus just a little bit more in your life would perfect your morals? Come on, this is where we're going. Notice what this goes on to say. But the Holy Spirit's intense cravings. I love that. The Holy Spirit's intense cravings. We're going to get this momentum shifted the opposite direction until the snowball is rolling down the hill, picking up momentum, where the intense cravings of the Holy Ghost is literally dwarfing the self-life so that it no longer dominates you. That's what Paul is talking about. This is the life of God's grace. The freedom to get out of the fence where the wild Mustang is and he's going crazy, running back and forth, but he's bound. There's limits. And that's exactly what the flesh does. It's full of limitations and boundaries. But the spirit life, you can have as much as you want, have it as often as you like, and go and spend time with God as often as you'd like. So when that gate is open, that Mustang takes off for those open, wide open spaces, doesn't he? Yes, and he doesn't look back because he's going to enjoy the place of freedom. And that's the life that we have in Christ. Let's explain it a little bit more, because here as it goes on, it says, so then the two incompatible, conflicting forces within you are the self-life of the flesh and the new creation life of the spirit. Come on, think about this. Adam and Eve in the garden, when they were created, I know they had flesh and their spirit and their soul lived in that body. But when they were created, their spirit was alive unto God. And you could say it like this, their spirits were connected to God. But once they sinned, their flesh then became connected to the world. There was a huge change. And if you think about it, Adam and Eve did not repent. At least we don't have any record of it. But we do have record that they very, very quickly adapted to a brand new way of life. And it wasn't a good life. Think about the first thing that they said when they were removed out of the garden. And it was just them now. And they had to say what? I bet you the first thing they said is, what are we going to do now? And guess what they did? They entered into a doing life. See, food, shelter, clothing, things that they never had to be concerned about because God had provision for them in the spirit. And they were clothed, they were fed, they had shelter. But now that they're removed from God's presence, they're out there on their own to do what? To produce their own food, to sew their own clothes, and to build their own shelters. And that life, the life of to-doing, the to-do list, has become the world that we have perfected. I'm talking about human flesh has perfected. So why would we look to the world that we, so to speak, know so well as though it's the real world that God had intended for us? Not at all. Not at all. Satan loves to help you, like a cheerleader, say, go, 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 do, do, do. Just surround yourself in self, in self. And now we've even come up with selfie sticks, you know, where we can just look at ourselves constantly. And if you don't see it on Facebook, I'm telling you what, it's just dripping with narcissists, people that can't see themselves enough. I'll stop with that for just a second. Let that just sink in for a moment, because there's a real truth to that. We're living in the last days, folks. And everything about this life that people are living is antithetical to the life of Christ. Christ's life is the real life. Look at what it says over here in Romans chapter 8. Now, I have to stop with this. We're going to get into some real good stuff here in just a few moments. Romans 8:5-8 in the Message Bible. Those who think they can do it on their own end up obsessed with measuring their moral muscle. Do what? Live their life on their own. How you do life, listen to this. This is very good. How you do life is how you'll do faith. And if your faith doesn't work, it goes back to how you do life. Is your life absorbed in the flesh? Is it absorbed in the things of this world? Is that where your consciousness is? Well, most likely your faith won't work. But if your life is what? Absorbed in Christ, and God is real to you, and he's very tangible to you, you won't even have to try to read, and hear to get faith. Come on, folks. If you're around God, you're with him, you're hanging out with him, you're listening to him, and faith becomes an automatic. You just begin to trust him. I'll read this here and try to finish up real quickly. It says, obsession Oh, it goes on to say, those who trust God's action in them find that God's Spirit is in them, living and breathing God. So the moment you take yourself out of self and you actually believe and trust that God's in you, working in you and doing wonderful things in you, at that very moment, you'll find that God really is in you and He is working. Can you say amen to that? Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. There it is again. Attention to God. The more real He is, the more you're going to walk in freedom, in a spacious life. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what He is doing, and God isn't pleased at being ignored. Oh, these are really good thoughts. We're going to come back next week and describe some other things that I know you're going to continue to like each step that we take this, because there's some wonderful scriptures that are going to help release you into this wide open, spacious life. But real quickly, you know, God's grace is with us at all times. And so another wonderful grace story was being preaching in Detroit, Michigan with Andre Butler. In fact, the family wasn't there that particular day, but the associate pastor was, and the people were just so lovely, about 200 people in the room. And we were ministering and many healings were taking place. This one lady came up for something else. But before I ministered to her, she had a brace on her hand. It was for the carpal tunnel syndrome. And so she was very, very sore in her hand. She couldn't move. She couldn't move her fingers. And I grabbed a hold of her good arm. And I said, isn't this so wonderful that this feels so good? And she said, it does. There's nothing wrong with that arm. I said, I know. So why do you think there's anything wrong with this one? And all of a sudden, her eyes got big as she began to move her hand, took the brace off, and literally could do everything and anything with that new hand. God's just so awesome, and His presence is with us always. Take these thoughts with you. Experience God this week. Invite Him to be a part of everything you do. If you'd like to go to the Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page, you can follow us and find these videos, or you can go to the YouTube channel called Adventures in Grace YouTube channel and subscribe. Otherwise, we have Jim Hockaday Ministries. Website is jimhockaday.com. Well, we love you guys. And we're trusting that you're getting some wonderful truth here. Start to use it right away. We'll see you next week.